Ladies and gentlemen, here we are, the Rum and Regret podcast. I'm Andy Drake.
Johanna Myers.
Nate Tussey, and we drink and we know things.
We drink and we know things. And today we're going to talk a Comic-Con recap. And our own Johanna Myers was lucky enough to go to Comic-Con this year. So without further ado, Johanna, take it away.
So I've come up with three must-haves or must do when, if you're going to go to Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. One, you must have an abundance of patience. Because it's 750,000 people socked into the gas lamp. So traffic is kind of a nightmare. Trying to get food is kind of a nightmare. And you just have to be very patient.
Yeah.
Two, be prepared to be on your feet all day. Mm-hmm. And three, be prepared to be covered in sweat all day. Because from the minute you walk into the convention hall, it's just, you just perspire and it never stops.
My natural state anyway. So, okay. Right.
So if you're okay with those three things, you're going to have a fucking blast at Comic-Con because it is so much fun.
So, I mean, compared to the WonderCons of old that were in San Francisco.
Yeah, this is WonderCon, like, on Hulk steroids times 12.
Yeah. Okay.
And the thing is, I was talking to a couple of friends of ours that were down there as well. I don't know if this is a thing that they're doing now, but they don't let you sit down for more than like 15 minutes anywhere. Like if you try to find like an out of the way, not blocking any doors, little stretch of wall and to sit and lean up against, somebody will inevitably come and tell you to move in, like, 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And because I guess it's some fire marshal thing, but...
Oh, well, and the nerds congregate, like, the garbage heap in the Pacific. So one person sits, yeah. Eight people sit. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, they tell you there's, you know, places that you're supposed to sit. It's like a table with six chairs for 1,000,000 people. I'm like, are you
ultimate musical chairs, right?
Yeah. Here. So hence the be prepared to be on your feet constantly because there's nowhere to sit down. Unless you're in line. If you're in line, you can sit as long as you want. Because you're in line.
Right. Interesting. I think I've seen something that's equivalent to a cane that turns into a chair. That might be a
Yeah, I saw a lot of people with those little fold up stool chair right. things that pack down into like a hoagie size carrying case.
I love that you call it a hoagie size. The unit of measure is a hoagie.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we went and I went with my sister and we had our own kind of things that we wanted to see. We looked up the schedule and was like, okay, I have to hit this, and she has to hit this, and this. So we ended up actually being separated for the majority of Friday because we only had Thursday, Friday, and Sunday tickets.
Okay.
So, you know, we just had our cell phones and would just kind of check in with each other. And neither one of us even tried for Hall H, even though I guess they're doing a thing now where you get like a wristband that kind of secures your place in line so you don't have to, well, you don't have to camp out like days before. Oh,
that's good. Mm-hmm.
But we were just, there was really nothing in Hall H that we wanted to see that bad. So it was like, you know what? I don't even want to try. I'm like, I'll stick with ballroom 20, the smaller ballroom or however you say that.
Right. Now, were there any panels that you got to see?
I got to see the Vikings panel, which was awesome.
Nice.
Was Lagatha there?
Oh, yeah, she was. I got to
Catherine
see
Winnick. Oh.
I'm done. Pictures. She's adorable. Yes, oh yes. My god, I love her so much. So Lagertha, Bjorn, Rolo, Torvi, and Ivar were all there.
Nice.
That was the panel. And then the creator, Michael Harsher.
You had me at Lagertha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard nothing you said after her.
Yeah, it was funny because they handed out there was a Seer booth in on the exhibit hall floor in the convention. So I don't know if you guys know how it's set up, but the whole bottom floor is the exhibit hall where all the toys and all the booths and all the crap is. And then upstairs are all the ballrooms and like the halls and whatnot. So there was a Seer booth downstairs, and they were handing out these little fans that was either Agartha or Team Ivar. And she was like, you know, bring this into the panel if you're going into the panel, because they're going to do a thing. And so they did, you know, basically, you know, who's all Team Lagertha, and then who's Team Ivar? And, like, the Team Lagertha, the whole freaking ballroom erupted.
Yeah.
And Team Ivar was like, woo!
I'm like, into boneless guys.
Yeah.
Yay, Ivar! So oh, I saw awesome. That, and then I saw the Invader Zim panel, which I
oh, nice.
Literally by the skin of my teeth. I was the one of the last people that they let in, because they were doing the, okay, if it's only if you're only a single person, we've got single seats left. And I'm like,
single rider.
I am single. Ignore this ring. I am single.
Yes, right.
Please let me see Jordan Vasquez.
Yeah. Now, one of my coworkers was there, and she was posting pictures, or ex-coworkers, I should say. She was posting pictures pretty much every hour on the hour. There was a wall of Gurr that you could take a picture next to. Did you see that?
A wall of Gurr?
A wall of Gurr.
I totally missed that.
Oh, okay, yeah, but it was basically a wall of stuffed Gurrs where you could put your face in the middle of.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe
it. I'll show you. I'll send you the picture. Yeah. I almost sent it to you while you were there. I'm like, did you find it? Because I just figured that you found it naturally.
I would have made a mission to find it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff. It's so big because, like, there's so much stuff in the convention proper, and then there's a lot of stuff outside. Like, Petco Park was a big old thing for the Purge, I think.
Right.
Outside of Petco Park, they had a giant mechanical shark that would eat things every...
From the Meg?
It was kind of like, I think it was... No, it was for Shark Week.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah, and it was eating things like jet skis and bicycles and, you know, like, just... They would just shove something in its mouth and it would, you know, big mechanical jaws would crush this, whatever this thing was. So we got to watch it eat a bicycle. That was fun.
Nice.
But I found out too late there was a big Ready Player One thing at one of the, I think it was the Hard Rock Hotel Club. They turned it into the Oasis, and I'm like, fuck, I missed it.
Oh, that, you know what? It wouldn't have been as good as what the description was.
So my coworker posted a picture from there as well. It looked cool. So, now did you get to see any, did you pay for any celebrity pictures?
Oh yeah. John Barrowman.
Of course.
So that was funny because it was the first day we were there and don't know how we got separated before even walking into the place, but we did. I ended up getting in through this door that was by the disabled entrance, not through the disabled entrance, but near it. I'm not that.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I kind of felt like I was not supposed to be going through this door, but the lady checked my badge and let me in. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, awesome. And like, I wandered around the exhibit floor and was like, just looking around, like, holy shit, oh my god. And then I went
Shangri-La.
Yeah.
Mecca, I'm here. And went upstairs and got spit out right in front of John Barrowman's booth. And I was like looking around and like trying to like get my bearings to tell Candace where I was going to be. And I saw this guy and I'm like, God, that looks like John Barrowman. And I saw the little poster behind him. It's like John Barrowman and Captain Jack. I'm like, holy shit, that is John Barrowman. Oh my God. And, okay, how much are the autographs? I'm getting in line.
Yeah. Now, if you want better access to Barrowman or other CW actors, like actors who have been on like the DC shows on the CW, which Barrowman was on Arrow for a few seasons, he helped organize Heroes and Villains Fest. that comes to the San Jose Convention Center.
Oh, and yeah.
I mean, like, they it is such a light sort of fan experience that, like, the crowds aren't that bad. The vendors are very, very cool. And it's not so crowded that the actors just sort of hang out, you know, like in the middle of everything. And so this total aside, and I don't mean to derail you, but I'm going to derail you because I'm one third of this podcast. So we're taking Xander around, and this is just when Xander was big into Guardians of the Galaxy, and like we hadn't shown him any of the movies, but he was playing some of the Lego games, you know, and and he was into the Legos, and we just got the Taserface Lego set, so he was all about Taserface, right? and so anyway, we go and we get one of those little surprise packs that have the little guys in there, and sure enough, we get original Taserface. As we're ripping it open, the actor who played Taserface, and I'm totally blanking on his name right now, literally walks by us, sees that we got Taserface, turns, gives Xander a hug and a high five.
That's awesome.
Like, and it was just like, you know, it was just so crazy. But I mean, like, you know, Brandon Routh was walking around at Heroes and Villains, and Barrowman was walking around too, and it was just like, they were just there sort of hanging out. So like, if you want, you know, sort of easier access to those guys, definitely try Heroes and Villains. You can get general admission for very, very little for like $10. yeah. And it's just, like I said, it's just a fun, you know, non-crowded sort of con. So,
yeah.
But anyway,
I think if you get good, go to the like things like that and like Silicon Valley Comic Con and like, you know, have the experience of those like smaller, chiller, more relaxed conventions.
Yeah.
And then prep yourself for
work your way up to it.
Work your way up to, you know, the gauntlet of San Diego. Yeah. But you know, honestly, I had a blast. I'm so glad I went, and I would definitely do it again.
Nice. So what do you feel was the biggest news sort of coming out of Comic-Con this year?
I honestly need to catch up on all the stuff that I missed out because I was there. I have no idea what went on in Hall H.
Uh-huh.
No, not much of a clue. I know there was some Breaking Bad stuff. There was like a reunion. Mayans had a panel. I mean, for me, the coolest news was season 5B of Vikings is coming out in November.
Yeah.
I need to find out what happens to what makes Lagertha's hair white. Spoiler alert.
All right. So you haven't caught up on any of the trailers or anything yet?
I did see Godzilla, which I can't freaking wait for.
Oh my god, it looks amazing.
So good.
Yeah.
Kira looks amazing.
Oh man, what was the other one? Yeah, they did Fantastic Beasts, which I hate to admit I'm really not excited about.
why so?
The first one really didn't do much for me, and I'm kind of upset with Johnny Depp right now.
Yeah.
We're in a fight.
Yeah.
Wait, what? He's in the doghouse? What happened?
Well, yeah, he's a freaking abuser.
Oh, yeah, Roger. Sorry.
I'm like, damn it, he actually whooped on somebody. Go after him. Leave Chris Hardwick alone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Segue.
Yeah. Let's stay on target. Nate, what do you think was the biggest sort of news out of Comic-Con this year?
Let's stay on target.
Yeah.
As
I'll be Porkins, damn it. I could be Porkins here.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure I inherited the Porkins after
lost
yourself. He's Porkins light.
Yes.
Light. Nice. You know, I'm feverishly looking things up. Aquaman, Shazam, Wonder Woman. I heard there was a bunch of great things about Wonder Woman. I didn't get to see any of the details really other than the screenshots, but holy crap, the Aquaman trailer just blew me away. Shazam looks like big in a superhero world. I'm so excited for that movie. I'm a huge fan of Zachary Levi in the first place, obviously from Chuck. And then he was the voice of, what the hell is the name of the guy in Tangled? Because I have a 9-year-old daughter. Flynn Rider. Yeah. Eugene something. Fitzherbert. That's his real name. Oh, my God.
Okay, you have a child. What's my excuse?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really excited to see that. I was actually really nervous about what they were going to do with Shazam because I really like the character in general. And the initial screenshots of the suit didn't look very good. But seeing everything, you know, kind of post-production for the trailer, it looked amazing. And it looks like a fun movie. And it's a huge turn for DC, which has been like the Snyderverse, just super dark and we're Martha and, you know, that kind of stuff.
They had the Shazam suit on display at Comic-Con.
Did they? Yeah. I'm really excited to see it. I'm also, flip-flopping here. Back to Aquaman. I was stoked to see that they brought back the orange suit, the orange shirt and the green, like the suit, the original suit. But it's warmer in this movie. So
right. It
did it in a cool way, but they, you know, paid homage to the original. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I watched the Conan O'Brien interview with the Aquaman cast.
Yeah,
and James Wan, the director, seems like he's pretty on it with his Aquaman stuff. I mean, just with his knowledge of the character and just sort of like the backstory of the comics and everything. So yeah, I mean, to be honest, you know, Aquaman, I could take it or leave it. You know, but yeah, after watching the trailer, you know, said, you know what? Yeah, that probably warrants, you know, a theater visit.
yeah, big time. And the way they did Black Manta, because in the comics he has this crazy giant helmet, you know, it looks almost like the Legion of Doom dome kind of thing that he's wearing. And they did that in the trailer and then the movie, obviously. I was impressed with that. But talking about the interview, how hilarious was it seeing Juan sitting next to freaking Khal Drogo, goddammit.
Jason Momoa. Oh my God, no, that was hilarious.
They're all like the same species. It's so
right.
One of the things that shocked me, because I didn't, the only thing I knew about it was that Khal Drogo is Aquaman, and I'm like, okay, I'm in, obviously.
Yeah.
James Wan, he is like the Saw guy.
Oh, really?
He directed like all the Saw movies.
Really?
And I'm like, he's doing Aquaman?
I had no idea.
Are
That's
you
hilarious.
Serious?
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, good on you, buddy. Like, way to go from Saw to Aquaman.
He's upgrading.
Yeah, in
right.
a big way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Glass?
Oh, I just saw that too, yeah.
Oh.
I haven't seen this yet.
What?
No, what's Glass?
It's so, you know, remember Unbreakable?
Yes.
So you've got Unbreakable is the, you know, the character name, and then Mr. Glass.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, right.
And so also that movie Split from a year ago, year or two ago.
Yeah, with James McAvoy.
With James McAvoy.
Yeah.
That's all. So Split is in that universe because at the end of Split, it shows. Jesus, my brain is not working today, guys. Unbreakable actor, biggest action star, Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
It shows him at the end of the movie, sitting at the diner. And so they're all in this one universe. So the Glass trailer is putting them all in the same movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Amazing. And they're in not an asylum, but they're in a psychiatric hospital, and their interviewer, I forget who plays that, but her specialty is people that believe they're superheroes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Okay. Speaking of, the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis was fantastic.
I haven't seen it yet. It's on my DVR.
I haven't recorded it. So
I haven't
good.
Recorded. We watched like the first maybe 10 minutes of it, and it was so late at night. Both Ken and I were like, we need to give this our full attention.
Yeah, and props to Nikki Glaser because she went up first and set the tone, and not many people got close to her. Jeff Ross did
sure.
Ed Norton.
Right.
Hilarious.
Oh my God. Ed Norton's was great.
I think we turned it off after Nikki Glaser.
Well, yeah, she was one of the highlights for sure.
I mean,
this was a little scattered, but I mean, you don't want to listen to Dennis Rodman try to tell jokes and freak out in the middle of them like he did. But
I saw like a tiny part of Martha Stewart's set, and it was kind of like, wait, what?
Well, yeah, I mean, she's just there because she's Martha Stewart delivering what the writing team has given her.
Exactly. You
know? Yeah. Well, but she lives next to Bruce Willis. So that's why she was there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they're neighbors.
But she's been on several roasts lately too. Like the last three, I think she's been on.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
What about the, apparently there's a super duper cut of Deadpool 2 that's coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to have a bunch of extra time on it. And it also has, apparently there's a baby Hitler scene where he travels back in time to kill Hitler as a baby.
No way.
Yeah. What else? Bumblebee?
Oh, Bumblebee. I can't wait for this.
It looks really good.
It does. And I love the design of him now. Like, he looks like the old Transformer.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be great.
That was one of the things when I got home and I was looking on Twitter and I sent this to you, Andy, was right before the Bumblebee panel, they had fucking, what's his...
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
I can't think of it now, but you've got the touch, you've got the power.
I think it's like it's like Stan Bush or something like that, but whoever's singing, You've Got the Touch.
Oh, really?
He was playing guitar and singing the song before the panel.
Oh, it's amazing.
So fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I said it to him. Awesome. Like, oh, my God.
That's awesome.
That's great.
List here, so I'm just going to keep going. Okay.
Well, I want to comment on Shazam. I'm right there with you, Nate. Like, I was pleasantly surprised by the trailer. Like, it just looks fun, and it looks like they're going in the right direction. Like, I'm stoked for Zachary Levi too. I think it's right up his alley. And then, man, I just hope they tease Dwayne Johnson, Black Adam in it at some point.
It's so perfect. I mean, come on. Gotta cast him. He is like a real life superhero too.
Well, he's signed. Like, he's been signed for the longest time.
Oh, really? Right on.
Yeah. So it's like it's happening. So
what a stand up too. I saw something today on Facebook where he gave his stunt double of like 15 years, surprised him with like this giant souped up truck just because. And there was this whole lead in, like the stunt double came in thinking they were gonna do some extra for a DVD. And then behind them pulls out, and there's this giant truck with a bow on it, and he's still talking to camera.
Oh my God.
And then the Rock reveals everything. He's like, oh, man, come on, you're kidding me. Like, oh, man, I'm not crying, you're crying. It was great.
Yeah.
The next one on the list I've got here is Into the Spider-Verse. They did some reveals there, apparently, for that new Spider-Verse that's coming up. Have you seen that?
So the only thing that I saw that's in the Spider-Man universe, but not in the Spider-Man universe, is the second Venom trailer.
Oh, right.
Oh, that
different. Yeah. You mean the one that just happened?
The second Venom trailer is amazing.
This is the third Venom trailer. The one that
is this the third Venom trailer now?
Yeah. Is it the third one?
Yeah, well, the initial one was just the teaser. Oh, sorry, you're right. So like, the first one was the teaser. You're right.
Right,
so,
yeah.
It's all Venom and just snacking on people.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but no, like Tom Hardy's accent.
Yeah.
Like, I love that they showed that, and they, you know, we got to hear it, and then just the
fake voice again.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I thought just the CGI, you know, and it's probably where it's at with like where Iron Man was at this point. Like, the CGI is just like not completely there yet, but it still looks pretty fucking cool.
It looks amazing when part of his face pulls, Venom's face pulls back.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard it was really cool. Yeah, I have high hopes for that. I love Tom Hardy as an actor. I mean, he acted circles around DiCaprio in The Revenant, in my opinion, and definitely should have won for that role. What else? So the one I was talking about is Into the Spider-Verse, the animated movie that Sony's putting out.
Okay.
That just looks out of control. I mean, it's next level animation, and it has Spider-Gwen in it, and it's Spider-Man is a 40-year-old. And then it has, Miles Morales.
Miles Morales, okay.
And so he's like the Padawan learner, Peter Parker, and then there's also Spider-Gwen. So that looks really cool. And the visuals just are ridiculous. Watch the trailer. It's amazing.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that was one of the cool things for Invader Zim. They're making a movie, a full-length movie, Into the Forpus. And after just watching the original Invader Zim, the animation is ridiculous. Ridiculous in the movie. Like, they showed us, it was a basically just what they've gotten back from their animation studio in Korea. And Jonathan Vasquez was like, this is basically the stuff that is finished enough to where I feel almost comfortable showing you guys. Like, it's, yeah. It's still really, really rough, but it looks amazing. And the sound, like, they did a small music track to go on. Like, there's no talking in it. It's just music and like, a little clip. It's of animation. Nice. I'm like, oh, my God, this is Invader Zim on steroids. I cannot wait.
So my favorite thing that came out of Comic-Con was the Star Wars Clone Wars announcement, where they're coming back to it and actually finishing up the animated series.
Nice.
And I can't wait to see that. I love the Clone
Wars.
Yeah,
that's
so good. And then
yeah, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I still got to finish Clone Wars. I think I'm like halfway through
it. It's so good. Ahsoka's in it in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that should be really cool. What about, I guess Buffy's getting a reboot too.
Oh yeah.
But I don't, you know, we'll see if that actually happens.
Oh really?
And if it does, it'll never touch the original.
Well, right. It's a different show for a different time, and it's not going to be groundbreaking, but it's Josh Whedon, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's good.
Yeah. So, I would love it. Like, I reboots are great sometimes, but just continue the story for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I said this before in a past cast, but like I said, you know, the guys who did Cobra Kai, you know, were able to continue a story in a way that wasn't a complete and total rehash, you know, that seemed like a natural progression of where these guys would be after 30 years. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, so yeah, I think that, like I said, reboots are fine, but you know, continue the story, because that's what people want to see. I want to see my story continued. I don't need to see, you know, other versions of my story.
Yeah, that's a great point, because then, you know, Sarah Michelle Gellar could make an appearance. And
see, I'm still fine with the Christy Swanson Buffy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, my God.
Forget the show. Just give me the movie from the 90s.
Between Buffy and Lagatha, I'm going to be busy later.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was obsessed with her Buffy when I was younger. Oh, my God.
I was just obsessed with Christy Swanson when I was younger.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, is anybody still watching The Walking Dead? Because Andrew Lincoln?
I am, yeah.
I guess I have to catch up now. I kind of quit watching it.
Well, and I think I said this before, but Fear the Walking Dead has gotten, this is the best season so far.
Yeah, you know, after you mentioned that, I actually had a bunch of episodes saved on my DVR that I wasn't caught up with, and I binged the hell out of it, and it was really good.
Yeah. No, the new showrunner, I think, has taken that. I love that they have finally caught up to the time where Walking Dead is. You know, I'm glad they did that time jump. And then the storytelling this season has just been fantastic. So, yeah. No, in terms of Walking Dead, you know, like, I'm bummed that Lincoln's leaving the show. But, you know, hey, hopefully these guys will write it in a way to where it works and we're not completely pissed.
Daryl dies, we riot.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Well, apparently they had some kind of pact. If one was going to leave the show, the other one was going to leave. So,
God.
Well, and if that happens, 9 seasons for a show ain't that bad.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a great run, and, you know, Morgan is proof that they can just make their way over to Texas and go into Fear.
I imagine that living in the world of The Walking Dead in Texas, there wouldn't be a lot of zombies left.
Probably not.
Texas
no.
would be clear. They'd have a border wall and all the zombies would be dead pretty quickly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly right, thank you.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What about that announcement about the Batwoman show coming to the CW?
That's going to be awesome. So the news there is that the crossover between what Arrow, Supergirl, Flash, and Legends is right. going to have Batwoman in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then from there, she's going to get her own show. I think that's cool. I think that's great. It's, you know, Batwoman is just, I think, probably one of the more familiar sort of obscure characters out there that like, I think a show could really, you know, sort of bring her into the limelight because, you know, everybody knows Batgirl, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody knows who she is, but I had very little idea who Batwoman is. So
me too. Kevin Smith and Mark Bernardin talked about it on one of their podcasts a while ago. So
yeah,
she's going to be, I love the idea that they're introducing her in the crossover, which is perfect. It sets the table really
right.
Well. And yeah. Then a way for them to get access to a lot of the Bat stuff because they can't have Batman, right? But mm-hmm. They're going right. to have a lot. They'll get a lot of the supporting Bat stuff in that, and it's also a really great diversity play, not to make it, you know, like political or whatever, but because she's gay. So it's a great, right. It's just a great superhero for the perfect timing. And mm-hmm. I'm excited to see it. It'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree there. So my big news coming out of Comic-Con was just sort of a timing of release, but the Uncharted fan film.
Oh my god!
Oh man!
It was so good.
I still haven't watched it.
We'll watch it after this. I'll put it on the big.
Yeah, screen. No, yeah. You have to show her. So and like my favorite thing right now is watching the reaction videos to the fan film.
Oh.
Just because it's fantastic. So I mean, oh man. And I was talking about this with Jamie the other day. It's like, oh, who would play, you know, who would play Nathan Drake in an Uncharted film? And, you know, we've always said, oh, Nathan Fillion, but we just figured that he was too old.
The character is based on Nathan Fillion, I think. It looks just like him.
Right. Yeah. And, but man, he nails it.
He does.
Nails it in this.
He's way more athletic in this than I thought he would be, too.
Exactly. Right. I mean, and just with, you know, like a week of preparation.
Sorry, Andy, we gotta clean up on aisle Joe.
Oh, geez. Oh, man. Joe.
Nathan Fillion, come on.
Yeah.
I'll bill you for the couch.
But I'm just stoked that they made this. And I mean, anybody now who plays Nathan Drake is gonna have to live up to this performance, even though it was only 15 minutes. Man, it was so good, and like I my only gripe is there wasn't an extra hour 45 on there.
how did they miss the boat on this? Because Uncharted's been successful for a long time, and he has always expressed interest in playing this part.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, has it been the rights or what? How did they not get a movie at this point? They could have had a trilogy going.
So it's one of those movies that has been in development hell. And it has been because of rights and because of sort of, I think Sony and Naughty Dog and whatnot. And so the you know, the way around it was to make the fan film, quote unquote fan film. And just sort of, you know, take their own, you know, do their own sort of take on this. And so that was the way around it. And to get, you know, Nathan Fillion, Stephen Lang, Ernie Reyes Jr., you know, I just thought, man, so good.
Yeah, spoiler and, Rufio is in the movie. Or not Rufio. The kid from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is in the movie.
Yeah. I watched a couple interviews on just, you know, on what they did and just sort of their, you know, like their decision-making. And it just, man, it's... Like, Fillion is just, he's so great. It was so perfect, and I'm so glad that they put this together because, man, it's something that, as an Uncharted fan, I needed.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
What was the other one that I saw? Oh, that Krypton is getting Lobo?
Oh, yeah.
How is that a real thing? How did Krypton work their way to get Lobo? That's a huge get for them.
Right. Well, and so they... Krypton, like I said, it started out slow, you know, like most shows do, but it really picked up steam by the end. And, you know, I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but, you know, there's a little timey-wimey in there as to who shows up and whatnot. But they do a Doomsday storyline, which we got a really great sort of Doomsday tease in there. We actually got to see him on screen for a little bit. Yeah, and then Brainiac, I thought, was done very, very well.
Brainiac.
Yeah, and but no, Lobo coming, I think, makes perfect sense to the show and sort of how they did it in the first season. So I'm excited. I'm definitely stoked that that's going to be huge.
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 Huge. Huge. So any final thoughts? Anything that we missed? You guys? What do you think?
Not that I'm aware of. Oh, isn't there something about how the Orville's going to come back finally?
Oh, God, I can't wait for this. Yeah, they showed the season two trailer for it.
Yeah.
They had a whole panel. Yeah, had a whole panel and everything. And no, the Orville looks great. It's the Orville is more Star Trek than Star Trek is right now. It's yeah, and speaking of, they had the second season trailer for Star Trek Discovery as well. But no, I can't wait for Orville. I hope there are more episodes this season. I hope they up the budget for it because it was great.
What about here's a big one we missed, Doctor Who.
Oh yeah, yeah, we got to see Jodie Whittaker finally.
Women can't be doctors. Come on, people.
We have brain size of squirrel. No, she looks
yeah.
A good job.
I think she will. I think she'll do a great job. I'm excited for a new showrunner on that, too.
Oh, you know? So it's not Stephen Moffat?
No, yeah, Moffat has stepped aside. Yeah.
How do you really feel, Joe?
Yeah.
Can we get Russell T. Davies back, please?
All right. Yeah. But no, yeah, the trailer looks great. I think and they're they teased the three different companions as well. So yeah, I'm excited to see it.
Question for Doctor Who. I haven't watched it recently, but if I wanted to get Addie into Doctor Who, this seems like the perfect timing. Is it? It's not okay for kids that age. She's up to date on every Marvel movie, so.
Oh, she'll be fine.
Okay.
Oh, if she's watching Marvel movies, she's totally fine.
Okay, cool. Because I think she'd
be able
to see. So the scariest thing in Doctor Who was the Daleks, which is like.
Really, the Weeping Angels were the scariest part for me.
I mean, I had just generally, but yeah. Actually, I take that back now. Never mind. Corrected.
Yeah, physically I'm an adult, but I had nightmares after that episode. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Cool, right on. So I'll make sure I'll get her involved in this year.
All right. Well, nice Comic-Con wrap up. Joe, thanks so much for the 411 on Comic-Con.
We gotta get Roman at Comic-Con next year.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, I think we need to do a group trip for sure.
We'll get a suite.
Yes.
And by that I mean tents next to each other.
Right.
Right.
Hey, something I wanted to do real quick as part of the wrap-up maybe. I thought it would be neat because we're Rum and Regret to maybe ask our listeners for some rums that they might want to recommend and maybe a little blurb and we could read it at the beginning of the next episode and talk about the rum and that kind of thing. Maybe just a little flavor, literally and figuratively.
That is a fantastic idea. So why don't you close it out for us?
Sorry.
Or would you like me to, sir?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, geez, how do we do this? So that is the Rum and Regret podcast, the Comic-Con wrap up. If you guys out there, as we are drinking, let us know what rums that you guys like, any suggestions that you have. Let us know in the comments. And if you do comment, we'll bring it up in our next cast. And I'm not going to say it. I was about to say it, but I'm not going to say it. I almost said it.
What were you going to say? Thanks for stopping by.
The same thing that I've said the last two times.
This is terrible.
So I'm stopping myself before I say it.
Well, how much? I think we should leave all this in the podcast, by the way.
I think we should too. Yeah.
Okay,
no.
I just have to say, don't go fuck yourself, San Diego. I like you, San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego's the shit. Yeah, so I'd love to try some new rums. If you guys have any suggestions, post it in the comments. If you want to send us rum, we can make that happen.
That would be funny. Yeah.
Make your own, we can make that happen. I almost said brew. You don't brew rum. That's be distilling.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah.
A little crosstalk there. And yeah. Can't wait to hear from you guys, and party on.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. Well, I'm not going to say it.
And we're clear.
We out. Yeah.